Hello, and welcome to another new Pixel Recess. On today's show, we have the founder of Verb, with an I, Bradley Smith. You might also know Brad as the engineer of massive pillow forts, a connoisseur of in-flight magazines, and a professional misspeller. Today's show is brought to you by Thin Mints and Trace Amounts of Snow. Now go enjoy this legal disclaimer. I'm sorry, I meant this show.
Okay, how's that?
Pattern two with gain.
That sounds good. I have tied on mine.
And I use all, like the free and clear. Just
you're free and clear?
Free and
that's
clear.
That's a little hippie-ish for me, but I get it.
Yeah, hey, I do what I can.
I prefer to smell good and not like old clothes. Do you want to jump in or do you feel like you're rested?
I feel like we had already started.
Wait, let's wait till this.
You podcast from your car.
I usually podcast from my closet, but I'm at work. So I wish, I'm not kidding. I do podcast from our closet because it's got a lot of clothes and it's pretty quiet.
I kind of want to start like a call fort, like a pillow blanket fort.
Yes. There is something really magical about doing that, I must say.
Well, I think we have a evening event for South by Bland for next year.
Yeah, Tour Monster Verb sponsored pillow fort.
It's just a pillow fort.
Yeah, just a pillow fort. So we'd have to get a lot of pillows.
Basically, a hotel lobby is exactly what we need. Let five people in. You have to put up the at capacity sign.
You have a bouncer. It's like a kid, though. You can't come in, sir. Are you on the list?
It's in crayon.
Serve hot cocoa.
This podcast brought to you by Crayola.
This pillow fort is brought to you by Bed Bath & Beyond. Fine makers of things you didn't remember you needed. So I'm a little concerned, Brad, that maybe you don't know how to read. So we're going to have a little quiz. How do you spell dig?
Dig?
Yes.
D-I-G-G.
Oh, okay. How do you spell flicker?
Like to flicker a light on and off?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, I think, an F-L-I-C-K-R.
I see the problem now. Do you know how to spell photo, as in photo camp?
Well, you're saying it wrong. It should actually be the two O's together ending in T.
Foot camp?
Foot.
No, that would be foot camp because F-O-O-T is foot and P-H is F sound, so it's foot camp.
I'm evidently not up to par on our spelling skills.
I would go see a learning specialist.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Payal, today.
So in this new iteration of Verb, is it going to be called Reverb?
No.
And can you disclose the new product or service that you're developing around mobile ads called Adverb?
I don't know. See, I should have had time to work on this beforehand.
The following interruption is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Aviation Association, the CIA, the FBI, the OC, the UPN and the OBP. The following section has been redacted under Section Gravy 18 of the Penal Code Reconstructionist Act of 2018. Do not adjust your pocket robot computer. Your program will resume now.
But speaking of space, do you have a favorite astronaut?
I mean, it would have to be Mr. Armstrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Neil, right?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it would be Buzz Aldrin since you're in a startup and you love buzzwords.
I don't love buzzwords, no.
I saw a couple months ago that you guys teamed up with Garmin to make a camera. Is that
our legal teams teamed up? We have just a bunch of little boys hanging out boxing in a pillow fort right now.
That should be the way all legal arguments are settled. It's like, you pick a boy, we'll pick a boy, we'll meet you in the pillow fort.
It's like you take your children and you put them in a pillow fort and the last child standing is the winner.
So is Danica Patrick nice?
Actually, hey Danica. Danica. She's not answering.
So she was a tough negotiator is what you're saying?
Yeah.
We interrupt the following program to bring you another interruption. This interruption has been redacted. This redaction has been removed. The following segment will continue after this interruption is completed. Please enjoy the following words sponsored by Captain Flappy's Thin Mint Goggles and H. Merriweather Sloan Misty Season Door Battle Arena. This program may not be consumed without the direct written permission of the band Striper. This podcast will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2. Your program will begin now.
What's your favorite aisle on an airplane?
It would either be 4, 8, 15, or 16. If it's JetBlue, it's going to be 4 or 15 because those are the extra legroom seats. If you're flying Delta, maybe row 23.
What's the best in-flight magazine?
Well, I keep getting departures here at my apartment. I don't know why the airline decided they would start sending me their in-air magazine to my home.
It sounds like they're a little bit sad for you that you fly so much. Like, we just want to make sure that you're home at some point. So we're going to send a magazine there.
So my nightstand is actually a tray table. And then I have that nasty little leather pull pouch, which is just like...
It's a garbage can.
It is a garbage can. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll never want to take a magazine out again.
A needle got in my hand.
From an aircraft.
Yeah, from rummaging around. It goes on for a long time.
Was it like row 4 or 8?
It could have been.
So I just carry syringes. I don't do pills. The act of swallowing something large.
There's a lot in that phrase that I can use against you.
I know. It's true.
So are you a part of the Mile Buy Club? Yeah, it's where you buy something from SkyMall?
I'm not.
What's the most ridiculous thing that you've seen on SkyMall?
It's all the cat shit.
They're selling cat shit now? Wow.
Not the cat shit, but the cat stuff.
Oh, jeez. Do you hear those dogs?
I hear something.
So where do you think you rank on the Miles Most Flown list?
I don't know. We should start kind of the clout for air travel.
Isn't that what they call frequent flyer miles? No. If you could travel through time and assume the identity of anyone, who would it be?
I would probably say today our host. I would travel back to your birth date in 1982.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I don't know. That's a very difficult question. The CEO of JetBlue. But see, it wasn't good. That's why I didn't say it. And that's why I stalled. And that's why there was that awkward silence, because I actually played out the next 20 minutes of this conversation in my head.
You could have turned JetBlue into a sassy magazine for aliens.
Who would you be?
Oh, you're flipping? What about Ballmer? Be Steve Ballmer.
Oh, I can just sweat a lot and be really excited by developers. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I do right now anyway.
So you could just do it with a lot more money. You would lose your hair.
I think I just want to stick with where I'm at and keep my hair. How about I stick where I'm at and you can have my hair?
What can I do with your hair? Is there any rules? Do I have to dress it up? Does it get a name tag? Does it like coffee?
This is okay. We're moving on.
So are waterbeds creepy?
Waterbeds are extremely creepy. Who our age out there is like, Christmas bonus this year? Getting a waterbed.
You can have your memory foam. Water is the original memory foam.
Exactly.
How many times have you farted on a plane and not fessed up?
Never. No, I read an article the other day. It was about flatulence on airlines and why it's dangerous for pilots.
How's it dangerous to pilots?
I don't...
Impaired vision? Vomiting? Nausea? I mean, what's the problem?
By holding it in, it can cause pain.
Oh, so pilots need to fart.
Oh, it's so typical. You're like, yeah, that interview, that podcast didn't go as well as I thought because we ended up at farts.
No, this is exactly where the podcast has to go.
It's fitting.
It's farting. So... Last question. Would you rather be a high school cheerleader or a mascot?
Oh, mascot.
All right.
Well, I hope it wasn't the shittiest interview you've ever done.
Yeah, I thought it might be that way.
And that was my interview with Brad. As always, you can find the show on the web at pixelrecess.unitedpixelworkers.com, on Twitter at pixelrecess, and on iTunes if you search Pixel Recess. And please rate and review the show. Because it helps get this horribleness into other people's ears. And United Pixel Workers is happy to announce their shift from client work into full-time, United Pixel Workers work, which is very exciting news. You can find out more of that at fullstopinteractive.com. And as always, thank you very much for listening to the show. Next week's guest will be the lovely Miss Jessica Hitch. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.